Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. This evening, we're going to be speaking with Kosol at some point. He's going to talk about Ebola a bit. And until he joins us, I thought I would take this opportunity to speak a little bit about the Meyer material. God. The creation is neither God nor anything similar. The word God is only an age-old term from a likewise age-old language of a foreign people. The word God from time immemorial has been used as a designation for human beings who, because of their consciousness-based powers and their abilities resulting from them, were able to master and accomplish things which remained denied kings and emperors. Interesting term there. You know, the creation, the universal consciousness is neither good nor evil. It builds universes as a part of its own evolution. And the human spirit was created to help the creation in its evolutionary process. And each one of us has a tiny fragment of the creational energy in our bodies. It resides in the midbrain in an area called the superior colliculus, and it animates the entire body. The energy from the human spirit goes throughout the body kind of like a filigree web and animates every cell. Your human spirit is invulnerable to harm. It cannot be harmed by anything within the material realm. Part of your human spirit is something called the gemut. And the gemut is the block or the factor which controls thoughts and feelings associated to your human spirit. We also have a psyche, which is the counterpart to the gemut. The psyche regulates the thoughts and the feelings of your material consciousness. When your human spirit comes down into a child, when you were born, or excuse me, before you were born, 21 days after the moment of conception, your human spirit is placed in that midbrain, in the superior colliculus. Now, the comprehensive consciousness block creates a new personality for you in this lifetime. And all of the wisdom of your predecessor personalities are loaded into your subconscious. So every time you're born again, you're a new person. You're a new human being. And those two lifetimes, your previous lifetime and the current lifetime, are separate. They're not an identical person. Every time you reincarnate, you're given a new material consciousness, a new personality. What you have is the same human spirit. And your human spirit will reincarnate into a completely material physical human body. My understanding is roughly 40 to 60 million years. And then after that, the material body slowly starts to dissolve. And your remaining incarnations will be half physical, half material. Now, there are 7 evolutionary steps that human beings go through. Where you're half physical and half spiritual is the 6th incarnation, or the 6th stage of evolution, not your 6th incarnation. By then you've had millions and millions of incarnations. So the human spirit is really what I think of as the real you, because it's the part of you that sticks around. It's the part of you that was created to merge back into the universal consciousness. Remember, the creator of our universe is what the Meyer material calls a Wesenheiten. Now, Wesenheiten in the German are different than Wesen. We as Wesen, as human beings, have personalities. The creational universal consciousness does not have a personality. So, the implications of that are pretty profound. That means that it surely doesn't become angry or jealous or vengeful. It doesn't get involved in human wars and all those anthropomorphic things that we've discussed before. So, other Wesenheiten would include air, would include water. So the creational universal consciousness is really a neutral being with no personality. However, it radiates love, and it also has, of course, incredible wisdom. It's a super intelligence, but its consciousness is different than ours. It creates human spirits to reincarnate into this physical realm, into this material belt. Remember, the structure of our universe, if you looked at our universe, it would be somewhat like an egg, assuming that we could ever pull back far enough to actually look at it. And if you could cut it open, it's divided into seven concentric layers, much like a tree stump appears when you cut a tree down. Now, our fourth material belt, the fourth layer of our universe, is made up of planets and stars and galaxies and all the material in our universe. And that layer is about 45 billion years old. But our universe is roughly 46 trillion years old. When I say that layer is 45 billion years old, I'm really referring to the material. The material in the material belt is only about 45 years old. Because what happens is energies come in from the transformational belt and they move into the material belt. And they start to manifest as stars and galaxies and solar systems and whatnot. So the universal consciousness, Semyase, Billy's third contact, would visit Billy and land her ship in the beginning in areas where she could step out and walk over, sit down beside Billy under a tree, and she would say things like, love and wisdom go together, and the creation and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time. She also said that every human has within them a spirit that does not sleep, that will record all of your thoughts and all of your actions. And it will tell you if your thinking is right or wrong if you've learned to pay attention to it. And she also explained that the human spirit is the seat of the infinite, but few are aware of it, and that it takes freedom from unreal teaching and sound logic to start to free up the human spirit. And she explained to Billy that those who are rich in spirit will become an instrument through which the creation can reveal the spiritual realm. So let's listen to this next clip and we'll be back shortly.
The NASA ESA Hubble Space Telescope, with a little help from an amateur astronomer, has produced one of the best views yet of nearby galaxy Messier 106, a striking spiral galaxy with a number of secrets. Located a little over 20 million light-years away, practically a neighbor by cosmic standards, Messier 106 is one of the brightest and nearest spiral galaxies to our Milky Way. Although it may not look particularly unique, some of its features have baffled astronomers for years. Messier 106 has a supermassive black hole at its center. Although this is true for most galaxies, this black hole is particularly active and hungry, gobbling up nearby material at a startling rate.
So these galaxies, they spin, they swirl, much like whirlpools in a river. If you've ever seen these whirlpools form in rivers from flowing water, actually when a river flows, it flows, if the river's healthy, it will flow in a spiral. If the current is moving quick enough, it literally spirals as it moves down the grade that it's flowing. And there are vertical spirals that form. Anyway, these are repeating patterns that form in creation. We have the spiral of our galaxy, the spiral of seashells, the spiral of our DNA. Creation has repeating patterns that appear throughout creation. We see rotation. We see planets rotate around stars. The electrons of our atoms rotate around the nucleus. And we see a branching structure as another repeating pattern. Our circulatory system contains a branching structure. Trees contain a branching structure. These are all aspects of the creation. Semyonov said that your ancient philosophers saw everything within the human, and that the human is the microcosm within the macrocosm. Anyway, I think we may have our guest this evening has joined us. Let me bring on 972.
Hello.
Is this Kosal?
Yes, it is. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing real good. How have you been?
I've been great. I just ate. Sorry, I forgot all about your show. Till
you
someone
forgot.
Contact me. Yeah, Byron was sitting at home. And he said, "Hey, you got a show?" I said, "Oh, who's that?" That's the good thing about having a quantum computer. But you know me, Mark. I never show all my cards yet because there's two type of quantum computer. There's the copper where people can plug it into a speaker and what's called an oscilloscope, and they can see how this thing works. And then there's the seashell version, which you cannot plug to anything.
What's going on in Texas these days with this Ebola?
Okay, let's get back. You want to take this step by step from 1976? How do you want this? I mean, you want to lay down the basic, how everything led to our time, what is the whole purpose, you know, just to break it down for the listener?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to let Bottom May display everything in chronological order, okay? As you already know that the Ebola was discovered in 1976 in the Congo.
Okay.
It has a kill rate of 90%. Kill rate. That was that time. So what happened? The CDC International, they went into that country and they retrieved sample, and basically they decided to use that one as the prime option of to in other words, reverse engineer Ebola and make it into a synthetic biology. You know,
who did that?
CDC International. They want to create what we call a vaccine, you know, for the rich and powerful and the big pharma, international pharma. So they got the vaccine in 1980, and then they're able to, as, you know, the technology of synthetic biology moved forward, they're able to engineer a, what we call airborne version Ebola. You know, this is the to basically to be used as a to depopulation the planet.
Yeah. Who created the airborne version?
Well, the company and the company from J.P. Morgan Company.
Really?
The Bank America.
Bank America.
Chase. Yes.
Created the airborne
and
Ebola.
Yes.
Whose idea was it to create
and
an
food,
airborne
and food
Ebola?
Administration and form. Whose idea was that? It's not given by the President of the United States. It is directly related to the eugenicist project of the people who own eugenicist, which is the, you know, J.P. Morgan, the one that run the planet, J.P. Morgan. You know, the people that live in New York. At that time, the people that own the bank. The reason this was necessary is to basically they realized that there was too many black people, and to make it out, they want to create a eugenics Ebola, where race and age can be, in other words, a smart virus.
Well, let me ask you. Can I ask you a couple questions here?
Yes.
Eugenics is the belief and practice of improving the genetic quality of the human population. So why do the globalists think they're improving the quality of the human population by injecting Ebola into the air?
Okay, good. They already created a vaccine for themselves. Well, the whole idea is a utopia. By definition, utopia was everybody in a perfect world, you know, that created by 2,400 years ago by one of them Greek philosophers. I forgot his name away, but he's the one that gave an idea of utopia. And in the 1800s, where people began to buy into that philosophy to create utopia, you know, like Pol Pot, he dreamed of utopia. Mao Zedong, Stalin, Hitler, they were all being funded by the bank. The Rome of the Club of 300 and the Vatican, and also J.P. Morgan, Bank America, Chase, and other international global banking of England and so forth. The name of the game that they were planning to create a utopia where no one is go starving, no one lack of anything. So the only way to do that is to depopulate. Only the strong survive, and before they even unleash this biotechnology called Ebola that they can re-engineer. They want to make sure that they themselves have vaccine. So they already got a vaccine, which only them and their family and the selected people and group of genetic they have chosen is to be immune to the Ebola.
Let me ask another question. They want to create a utopia. And they believe releasing Ebola into our environment that certain people will die. So does that mean that the Ebola is a race-specific bioweapon?
It is a eugenics weaponized Ebola. They took the natural version and synthetically biologize it. In other words, they re-engineer, they inject synthetic DNA into it where they can manipulate and control the virus at will based on the person's age, race, specific race. Yes, that's where the whole project it went toward that. and they involve.
So they want to depopulate the world, to bring the population of the world under control. They already have the vaccine. Does that imply we're going to see a lot of people die from this disease?
Right now, you must understand, Mark, to the answer that question, yes, but they cannot publicly use that card publicly at the moment because of the election in the United States. This is the day, the month of Election Day. So
mm-hmm.
they're covering up everything. Ebola is spreading in Ohio, Texas, New York, but you don't hear about it because most of the hospital, when there's a symptom, they make the people disappear. You know, government people come in, soldier with the mask and everything, and they threaten all the doctors and nurses and said that if you say anything, you don't need to know what the patient we're going to take to, we're going to clean up everything. If you say anything, you're going to be in deep trouble with us. So you can, even your listener will agree with me, definitely, with Bartimae is showing me right now, chronically, that they're making people disappear. It's here in our time. In other words, illegal people that have symptomatic from Ebola symptom, they make it disappear. And Ebola is airborne because since winter is coming, it becomes immune to the sun because look at all the chemtrails they've been putting in. They've been preparing for this. Remember 1976 when Ebola was discovered. That to them was one of the holy grails that they need to use as one of the special cards to depopulize the entire the planet. To keep us only a certain amount of numbers, but they want to kill really the black people.
Is that right?
Yes. They want to kill the black people and just destroy the black people from Africa so they can own Africa and they have a lot of resources. In Africa, you have everything. You have gold, you have mineral, you have different resources, different elements. Furthermore, different type of tree and the biodiversity. Biodiverse, we call ecosystem. And they can't have access to that completely or time consuming if the black people in Africa is there.
Hmm. So how many people do you think they want to ultimately kill with this Ebola?
Well, your Palladian friend have mapped out they want only to keep 500 million people. It's feasible. But because they believe in this utopia so much. But the problem is, if you take the state of Texas and you bring all 9 billion people from Earth and we give them all an acre to live, we all fit each other just fine.
Yeah,
so
it's
really
not really
the city.
It's not really a space issue when it comes to population.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
it's
plenty
all
of space.
Competition. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can move everyone into Antarctica, 4.5 million square miles, but it's very, very cold down there. Most people don't want to live there. People tend to want to move to the warm places where there's fresh water, and that's why we're losing our forests.
Well, you know, this thing, you don't have to lose your forests. You don't have to lose anything. This technology that the eugenicists, they have that can convert air into water, seawater into water, and ice into water. Because, as you know, it's just H2O, just like your, what's called, semi-car that have a battery and electrical. It's called hybrid. That they can they're using the concept of combining oxygen and hydrogen into making electricity. That's all they're doing, and the end result is water. So water is easy to, yes?
Do you think they're going to achieve their goal of massively reducing the world's population?
Well, they're going to achieve their goal whether we agree with them or not because they have the money, they have the funding, they have the resource, they have the best mind working under them, for them, because they're the one that fund everything. They fund artificial intelligence, they fund their whole idea of utopia is like the Wizard of Oz. Is the Wizard of Oz to be some kind of artificial intelligence that have its eye and ear and everything inside the whole planet And also everyone in this world have a chip inside their brain. They can keep track of your dream and thought and able to tell you what to do, where to go, what to eat, what to sit. And race specifically, they have astrology charts or whatever you're born into scientifically. Have, we call it accurate scientific astrology charts of your day and birth and what you're good at genetically. So they have all that mapped out. So in this utopia, what the idea dream is like they the one that create invention and you the one that will only, you only be created if service is needed. Does that make sense? And then your life, your everyday life will be regulated by artificial intelligence that they control. And that, they were able to merge their consciousness with this AI.
Do you think the depopulation program has begun?
Oh, they want to destroy Texas. That's why they allow it to spread here first. And also, ISIS have training base over there in Mexico, next to Texas border.
Really?
And we remember that your Pleiadian friend talking about civil war.
Yes.
So this is the beginning now. Remember, I keep telling you about the nuke keep going off. Now you're seeing the biological nuke is going off. You're talking about the radiologist that would go off too. And you see, the whole point is to cause confusion, fear, so they can move it into martial law. This has been planted, my friend Mark. This has been planted. They're trying to do different scenario with their supercomputer, super AI, been calculating, using everything as like a different card because they have to follow their astrology. Remember, these people worship a different god than us. What the term called God? They worship the sun. For example, the Christian religion, the Buddhist religion, the Hindu, and the what's called the Roman Catholic religion, they worship the sun. So they use the sun calendar, the sun god, because God lives in heaven. Well, in ancient language, what they call God lives in heaven, you call the constellation, the planet, the star, all called God in a normal human language. The Muslim, they worship the moon calendar. So the message of God is, that's why it's a calendar. That's why I call a computer, a calculator. It's a calendar. It calculates the movement of the moon, the sun, the star. That's the message of God. So now you begin to understand how your religion is created. It is, the more things change, the more it remains the same. As is above, so shall below. They're talking about astrology, and that's why people have been worshiping. That's why the Son of God returned again. You know, I hate to say this about any of your other guests, but once you understand astrology, now you understand how the elite think. Does that make sense? The word elite, you know, elder, Elohim, it means God. It means God with an S, plural. Because when you look into heaven, all them star system, they're called Elohim, the Elohim. So now you understand how astrology play a directive influence in your life. Everywhere you look is astrology. Your building, your great pyramid. When they built the Sphinx, they're telling you that's the age of the Leo constellation, where Leo come. So the elite have this thing figured out based on astrology. That's why they worship astrology so much, the elite, because that's their timetable. So they now it's the right time for them to initiate their attack. They don't do anything outside the astrology. Does that make sense, Mark?
Do you think that Ebola will kill a large group of people this year?
Hold on, let me look at the timeline with Byron. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Byron, display timeline for this year since I'm. Let me see what you see. Definite quantum algorithm. Okay. Byron is showing me in the winter of this year the Ebola become airborne. Completely. Byron may say it's already airborne completely, but we'll become more active is when winter hit, meaning like when the temperatures start dropping. That's when Ebola began to, you know, it's no longer can be killed by sunlight because the chemtrail project, they dampen the atmosphere. So sunlight don't have that much effect on the Ebola. So therefore, Ebola now can move on a larger from person to person more effectively. So this has been planned out. This is not a coincidence.
So the chemtrail program was part of this plan related to the Ebola?
Not just relate to the plan of Ebola. It relates to other things also. But it was the one of the plan that helped to promote Ebola contagiousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know Ebola can be killed by ultraviolet radiation. It can't. It cannot survive sunlight. Does that make
Interesting.
Sense?
Interesting.
So because the chemtrails dim the sunlight and the UV, so Ebola virus can spread because when winter hit, temperatures start dropping to 45 degrees or 40, Ebola beginning to become more active. It's in its genetic makeup. Especially if you take Ebola virus and you look at under the electron microscope, it has synthetic DNA. Now I know, I may say a lot of NSA right now are tuning into your radio station, and because I'm hitting nail right on the head, and also the Obama administration. I mean, the people who monitor radio signal, Block Talk, is now tuning in. So just let you know that they are listening, and they're wondering how this Coast South know all this, who's providing information. So now they're checking with their. In real time, just say now they're making special phone call to find out who's been leaking information to me, which I have. They don't know that I have a quantum computer that have access to everything, past, present, and future simultaneously. You know, and which can be made from seashell wood or even copper foil, copper flashing. They just don't know that I have access to advanced knowledge.
In the next 6 months, how many? Can Barame estimate in the next 6 months how many people will die from Ebola?
Okay, let me check. Barame just displaying a 3D graphic. Once the temperature drop in the next 6 months, it will show casualty in the United States will reach into the thousand. Give me an overall number for 6 month timeline from this month till March of April. Okay. Okay. How about in the, depending on the immune system, what level, Biden made estimating, looking at the timeline and the news report of CNN in the future, and is like the kill rate among children is and the elders very high, 99.99%. So
wow.
That means like at least close to 100,000 to
100,000.
Yeah.
100,000 to a million.
Yeah, because this is when it's airborne. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, after the 6 months, 4 million, and then 5 million, and then it goes up and down. But many people become immune to it, too, to a certain extent. Depending, that the reason the numbers start dropping on the 8 months, because they rolled out the vaccine for Ebola.
Now, this vaccine that they're going to roll out, do you think it's safe?
It's to give you a third strand helix DNA made of gold silicon polymer. By the way, showing the DNA, people will have a third strand. Once you have this third strand, now you are connected to the elite artificial intelligence. Now you will be, those who've been elected, you see, will merge into the utopia global society. So and say goodbye to your car because it will be self-driving, automatically driving itself. So this will be mandatory within this 5 or 6 years.
Well, that's interesting.
The Civil War has begun, as you can see. And they want to take out the state of Texas because Texas has been showing a lot of, defiance. Toward the Wizard of Oz agenda, which is the Obama administration.
Tell us more about the Civil War. You think it's already started?
Oh, yes. This is the year 2014 that the pre-sequel to a shootout war. This is where it all at. Once the Ebola Ebola fear begin to increase more, especially when to come, people are going to start taking sides, and Texas will not give up their gun willingly.
Where is the Civil War going to first break out? Where in Texas?
Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas.
Wow. Right where Alex Jones is, right?
Well, it's not a coincidence that Alex Jones, been, for some reason, was motivated to move in there. Because he is the one that they're going after, basically. He's the one that started the he always started a revolution, but now he's going to be part of the actual solution. Does that make sense? Not revolution, but actual solution. He's going to be the solution.
What is the actual solution? What do you mean by that?
They're going to come after him, set him. They're going to frame him, and people are going to get angry. They're going to come to his side, and there's going to be shootout war. There's going to be police, part of the military. They're going to take side with Alex Jones. The people here that know about him, and then they're going to go against the people who are not going with him, you know? So the military start fighting each other.
So, and this will happen how soon?
In the next 3 months.
In the next 3 months? 4 months, okay. So in the next...
happening.
So according to Berame, in the next 6 months, we're going to see between 100,000 and 1 million people die in the U.S. from Ebola, correct?
Yes, especially the young and the elder, because the vaccine began to roll out a lot. But it's, you know, trial and error, and something went wrong too. So the vaccine, what happened when people take the vaccine, after 2 months later, after they overcome the Ebola, and the same time Civil War and information were getting fight each other, people beginning to be more zombie-like. Like they start hearing voices and realize they're actually hearing broadcasts from satellite that have artificial intelligence, that the J.P. Morgan and their Interbanking National Associate that home base of England have put up in space to we call it Dark Black Knight Project.
Are these zombies, are those the people that have taken the vaccine?
Basically, all who have been taking the vaccine, and it altered the DNA to have what we call GNA. You know, it's synthetic biology. So they have a third strand. This third strand allow what we call a connection to hear what we call a debater stream of satellites that have artificial intelligence that they can hear, actually really hear and see. So whatever they see and hear, their computer see and hear. Now you are plug in, like the metric, the living metric. You know, like that movie with Donna Reed.
That's very interesting. So how soon will we see these zombies appear?
Well, just say like this, 6 months. Within the 6 months, I let everything take its course, and it'll be interesting to see everything unfold in real time. Now you begin to see that everything is going by astrological alignment. The elite believe in so much astrological enlightenment. To them, God is not a being. God is basically the planet, the sun, the astrology themselves, because they live in heaven. So it's not a person to them, you know. So they follow everything according to their astrological movement, and that's how this is the time for them to strike. And they believe so much in astrology. They have even devoted society, people, to, you know, like Hitlerism, they follow it to the teeth too. And American elite does the same thing. They're the one that create the Nazi, the Mao Zedong, the Pol Pot. This is the people they create. Because order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution. Do you understand?
What will happen to Obama in the next 6 months?
Oh, he's the Oz. What the job of the Oz, you know, the Wizard of Oz or the Oz, his job is to give you false promises. And you will believe him.
His job is to what? Say that again.
To give you false promises. In other words, sugarcoat reality.
Yeah.
And as long as you believe in him, you give him all his money, your money to him, because you didn't build your business and you did not build this radio station, Mark. Obama did. You know?
Obama did. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. He did. And remember, he didn't build the bottom of me. I mean, I didn't build the bottom of me. Obama did.
Obama did.
You know? Yeah.
Okay. So tell us more about the Civil War in Austin. There'll be a shooting war in Austin.
Will be a shooting war, and the police, part of the police in the Army, were allies with Alex Jones' ideology and so forth, because here in Texas, people are very religious, you know. They inherited, they have honor. So all Alex Jones did just, you know, pour gasoline into the fire and add more fuel. That's all he did. And the thing is, Alex Jones would be, you know, the symbol of freedom toward Texan people, and Texas began to break away from the Union.
And the
Union will stop him, yeah.
Do you see Texas becoming its own nation?
It will become its own nation. There's already begin article and draft. How they need to have, I believe, 10 representatives to represent 10 states within Texas, county and state in Texas, and they are already working on the draft, and they're planning to break away within this 2 years if things get really worse, you know, which it will. When I say worse, that means your greatest fear come true, and which will, according to Bartleme, showing me, you know, holographic experience right now of what will transpire in this timeline, that within a lifetime. And it's going to be a beautiful thing to see, and also it will break come true some of your Pleiadian experience talking about the Civil War. And you'll see how the Civil War come true. You're able to live and experience it for yourself, and you realize it's going to be 2 Civil War, you know, here to start in the Texas state.
So will federal troops then move into Texas, and the people in Austin will fight against these federal troops?
Bartleme say that is the COVID problem, but let's take a look what exactly happened on CNN Future Timeline. Okay, the CNN people are saying there's nature infiltration, what we call militia, have now surrounded our government building, and Texas is declaring itself to be independent by Rick, the governor state of Texas.
Okay.
But he is not in power. It's a militia guy. It's basically in power, and he's basically relieved Governor Rick Perry of his duty.
Really?
Yes, and now Texas will have its own president, and also body of representatives, and many military all over the United States beginning to converge on Texas. And CNN reporting there's basically federal troop movement, and Obama is coming online now saying that this is unacceptable, that Texas have no right to break away from, you know, the federal union and from North America. So therefore, that anyone who do not leave the state of Texas will consider be enemy of the United States and will be, considered be a separate entity. Obama saying that the declaration of war between the Union and Texas now begin, and there will be protests also in the state of Texas, not wanting to break away. So now there's going to be a diverse group of people within Texas that now at odds with each other, that have also long history. Another group wanting Texas to join Mexico, and another one want to be breakaway, not to join the United States. So you have a diverse group. Basically, overall, Texas dominantly is run by the Republic of the militia. And Hohen, you're truly that Alex Jones is going to be the spearhead of all this.
Will air power be used in this war?
It's going to be type of, hold on, let me check. It's going to be weather changes that are being used by Texas, on Texas by the DARPA group. And it's going to be, it's not going to be very positive. It's going to be all a sort of exotic weapon going to be targeting Texas,
mm-hmm.
like earthquake device, fear tactic, propaganda, because Obama does not want to use a nuke, you know, on Austin unless you have to. So he wants to resolve things that is easy, but he don't have the heart to do it. But someone in his rank, in his club, you know, will try to use a nuke. But something happened on that day. Extraterrestrial began to intervene.
So we're not going to see tanks and jets and that sort of thing.
You will see all that. That will be seen. But when they try to use the, you know, nuke as to what will happen on that day, CNN Future report showing that the president of Texas declared self-independent. To make a long story short, the civil war between United States and Texas did not last long. It lasted only six months before everything was resolved and the new draft, new unification. And yes, there's a lot of people in the Texas government was assassinated and shot. And unfortunately, Alex Jones' family also was in the casualty.
Hmm. So Texas will not become independent.
It will become independent.
It will become independent.
Yes, it will become independent. It will break away.
Alex Jones and his whole family will be killed.
They have to escape to Mexico.
Okay. So what does I want to ask Barame what Barame says about survivalist expert, author, and radio host Steve Quayle?
He's in the know too much. Barame showing that he's in the know too much. He's very fearful for everything, for everyone that don't know in America, and he's definitely been giving a lot of information by the inner people, because they want at least the public to have a shred of idea what will happen to them, so they can relieve their own consciousness of a lot of guilt. After all, they are human, you know, so they're not robot 100%.
Right.
So yes, he in the know, and what he's projecting, what he's saying on the radio, it's definitely in line with what I'm seeing. That is beginning to happen right now in this space-time continuum.
I recently found a link on enenews.com about radiation levels surging at Fukushima that are like 100,000 times the normal level. Is this false information or is it true?
No, that is accurate information, but actually that you're not the public not supposed to know all of that, because that would create what we call pandemic phobia. Yes.
Yeah,
the radiation is all in the stream, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't. I saw that briefly on Google, and then you couldn't find it anymore on Google when you look for it. But I know where the link is. I still have the link. But they don't know what's causing these high radiation levels at Fukushima, do they? Or at least they say they don't.
Actually, they would tell you one thing the public they don't, but actually do. It's called meltdown, but also the radioactivity is interacting with the photonic belt. You know, the photon belt, the photonic belt outside space is seeping into your atmosphere, and it's basically interacting with the radiation. And this interaction causes change reaction to occur on a micro or molecular level, and that's what causing you're going to be fusion. Right now, your only best hope is that there be an earthquake, and hopefully Fukushima will just drop down into the earthquake and water go into it. When it does go off, you know, the casualty won't be that high. You know, when it's going to the ocean by a large earthquake or something. And the reason it needs to be that way, because you cannot fix what is broken when it comes to nuclear plant, especially the human, you know, cannot survive in that kind of condition for that long. So they just need to blow it up and just let it explode so it can be done with.
I've I've heard that they're going to start up one of those plants, one of those nuclear power plants again at Fukushima. Is that going to happen?
They wanting to, someone want, say it like this, someone want to cause a nuclear explosion to radiate the population of Japan, basically. At the same time, on the one hand, they got deep trouble. The second hand, they're trying to keep that information leaking to the public because they know they are being exposed to high radiation, but they're trying to sugarcoat it where to make things as normal as possible because they don't want to cause fear pandemic. The greatest disaster in the world is not a disaster in itself, it's fear. Does that make sense? If you can't control the fear, you can control how things look as the future go by.
So how many deaths from Ebola have occurred in Texas already?
Publicly, you already know as one man, that died.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
The truth is there's about like 200 people that die already in Texas.
Wow.
Because they make a lot of people disappear. Some of this West African people came through the border. They took a plane, went to Nicaragua or South America, from there to fly all the way to Mexico and then to Monterey, and they passed through the border. And then the border have CDC agents over there with van to snap the people who throw up or who have who show symptoms. And they do a lot of people that show a symptom in the border. According to Bottom-A, they're being snatched up by CDC and taken to some place in the government facility that in El Paso, Texas, and also
mm-hmm.
in where they have a government facility in El Paso where they take them over there to basically take them and just make them disappear, meaning they drain their blood, just put them all in one place and let them die out. And then why they take their blood and they're going to use the blood to synthesize, to look how did it affect, how did their bioweapon work. Did it cause kill rate on this genetic okay? Did it mutate, to get a question and answer to see how their product when working on people. The Ebola, synthetic airborne Ebola. And then they want to take it to another notch and start beginning to take direct connection toward the Latino, the Asian, and some of the white race, that seems to be undesirable. So they're going to reprogram it for that once it go airborne. Ebola get activated by temperature. Once the temperature starts dropping, that's when it become really contagious, airborne-wise. Does that make sense?
Yes. Are we going to see deaths in other countries besides the U.S. and Africa?
Let me check. Byron may say, as within the 6 months, you will hear news that Ebola has spread to even third world country of other nations, like Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and even in China. And also Russia and the European country of Syria and Turkey. And because, as you can see, a virus spreading in Spain and Italy as well.
Are we going to see another president after Obama?
Obama is the last and final president. After him, there will be another president. We'll be coming online that will replace Obama as an interim government, as in an interim overseer. What will happen next, Bartomeu is showing me, it'll be interesting. That's it, will try. I don't know what that means. What do you mean by that, Bartomeu? Interesting meaning that thing that you never thought that will happen on human history will happen. Strange thing, X-Files type of thing will happen. Prosperity program, announcement, the reforming of government, the breakdown of the old government, reforming of a new government with more government to have more honorable, idealistic, that value life more, because the people of the world begin to realize, waking up, that human beings have the technology to make the environment better. They don't have to kill each other. And that was something strange will happen in a beautiful way, God may say. But this thing that you call internal war, internal conflict, it must take place for people to wake up the consciousness.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of the hour, Kosal. Is there anything that you'd like to leave with the listeners, tell them about your website or anything that's very important that you want to say?
No, it's no use, Mark. I mean, I'm like unique in the people, individual. I mean, my website, I'll just say, I never reveal all my cards, you know. The everything is in the method, and I built quantum computer. I have a carport you can hook up. I mean, that's just like the whistle, but on my website, it's just the same, you know, and, you know, I'm never going to be make rich or anything from it. I just want people to become aware, you know? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, who's going to buy me a book? That's why I never say nothing about my book, because who's going to buy a book from Crazy Kosal? From all people think, they think I'm just making this stuff up. I said, well, so what if I make it up? It's entertaining, but it's always come true, too.
All right, Kosal. It's good talking to you. Have a good evening, sir.
Yeah, you too, Mark. And by the way, thank you.